Okay, so this morning we're going to look at Colossians. We're going to start in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 to 15. Just going to read through. So then, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self was ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive. Come on, with Christ, you've been made alive, people. If that's not worth a woohoo, I don't know. You've been made alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sin. Forgave us all our sin. Come on. Having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Come on, put some smiles in your faces there. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle over them, triumphing over them by the cross. So the first thing I want to speak to you about is that, we were baptized into Christ. When Christ was baptized, we were baptized with him. It says here that having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him, at the time that Christ was baptized, something happened eternally for you and me. We were baptized with Christ. We were raised with Christ back in time. Okay? So when Christ was baptized and raised from the dead, so were you. So were you. Okay? So that happened. So there was an eternal transaction for our lives that happened in that moment when Christ was baptized in water, when Christ was baptized in death, and when Christ rose from the dead. We rose with him, which was actioned through our baptism. So what Christ accomplished for us on the cross, what Christ accomplished for us when he went into the grave, we went into the grave. Our sin went into the grave. Our legal debt went into the grave. The
Come on.
principalities and powers that were standing against us went into the grave. And when we rose, when he rose out of that grave, when he rose out of that grave, we rose with him. We
Woo-hoo.
rose with
Come
him
on,
without
Jesus.
sin. We rose with him without the legal and legal debt to him. We rose with him without any principalities and powers that were standing against us. Woo! Come on. Are you hearing me? When he
Come on.
rose, we rose as well. We were circumcised. Our old man was cut away, never to be brought back. When a man goes through a circumcision, it is not stitched
Ouch.
back on. Are you hearing me? When we were baptized with Christ, raised with Christ, there was a circumcision that happened of our old life. And so many of us keep going back there and keep revisiting something that was dead, something that was buried a long, long 2,000 years ago. The power of that baptism, the power of that death and resurrection is actioned in our time from eternal times into time when we believe, when we give our lives to Christ and we are baptized. The significance of our baptism is the actioning of what happened when we were baptized and raised with Christ. So all legal debt is gone. Does that mean some? It means all. The word all means all encompassing. Everything, everything that you've ever done, everything you've ever thought, everything you've ever said, everything that you will do has all gone. In Christ's eyes, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Every debt that you have against heaven is gone. There is no accusation. There is no condemnation. Every power, every authority that was designed by the enemy to come and stand against you is defeated. It's defeated. It went into the grave with Christ. with your name on it. Do not touch. Do not touch. Every power, every authority that would choose to stand against you has been defeated, has been removed. The only person that can give access to that darkness is you. The only person that can give access to that darkness is you. The only one that can open doorways to that darkness is you. The only one that can give a legal authority to any power or authority is you. Because Christ has already paid the debt. When he went into that grave and rose again, every legal debt, every power, every authority went down with him. And it was struck off your name. When you were baptized into Christ, when you rose out of those waters, it actioned everything that Christ paid the price for. It actioned everything that Christ paid the price for. And that word that we were raised with him, chapter 3, let's look at that. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Come on. You have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Come on. Yeah. What a promise. What a promise. Does he ever lie? Who is God that he should lie? Never, ever, ever. He is faithful. He is true. Holy Spirit is the person of truth. Come on. So when we were raised, sorry. When we were raised with Christ, it is actually a past present tense. So it's something that happened and is happening. It happened already. You were raised with Christ. When he died and rose again, you were raised with Christ, eternally secure, eternally seated, yet is still being actioned today through our walk with Christ, through our baptism, through our ongoing relationship with him. So raised as one with Christ, out of time, in the realm of eternity. So there's an eternal realm where Jesus lives, yeah, where he is seated. Eternity, all that was, all that is, all that is to come, everything encompassing in eternity. Like so big, you could never, ever imagine what eternity looks like. We're like a polka dot in the middle of all of this. So time, our time span is like a little paracetamol capsule floating about in eternity. Okay. But because of Christ, we can access eternity. So Christ accessed time through the incarnation. We access eternity through regeneration. So our baptism calls forth what happened in eternal times into the present time. So your being raised with Christ happened, is happening, was actioned, has been actioned again. So it's made permanent through the act of baptism. You know, I think we belittle baptism so much, don't we? Say, oh, we need to get baptized. But actually, there's such a significance in the power of baptism and what it does for our life, what it does for our life. So Ephesians 2:6 says to us, where God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So what happened whenever we were raised up with Christ? Way back there, what happened? What happened? Emma, Jillian, Andrew, Maggie, you were seated with Christ. You were given an eternal position right then, right back then, before the beginning of time. When Christ actioned the baptism, you became seated with him. That was action through your faith, through your baptism. You're seated with him in Christ. And I've been trying to kind of figure out what this looks like to be in Christ, Christ in us, us in Christ. And the only way I can kind of think of it at the minute is like the ocean. When you look at the ocean, it seems so vast, such a vast expanse. It covers, you know, everything. When you look at it, it's like it covers. And so for me, it's like the ocean is representative of like Jesus, of Christ. And when we go into that ocean and we're submerged in that ocean, so much of that ocean is in us and we're in the ocean. And we're no longer in control of where we go, what we do, who we see along the way. We're in the ocean. We're submerged in the ocean. We're part of the ocean. We go with the flow of the ocean. So for me, being in Christ is going with the flow of everything that he is hidden in him, going with his flow. First and foremost, I am submerged in Christ, possessed by him, overwhelmed by him. So in verse one here, since then you've been raised with Christ, set your heart, set your heart, set your heart. Set. Have you ever set a jelly and it doesn't set properly? If you don't set something properly, it's a mess. If you don't set something properly, it's not set. So this scripture here says, set your heart steadfastly, make a point, be determined, put it in place, put it in place. Search out, seek out, make a demand upon to find, to get to the bottom of something. Set your heart on things above. So to set your heart means to go on a pilgrimage with a goal in mind. So going on a pilgrimage with a goal. So when I was walking the Camino, my heart was captivated by the thought of doing the Camino, this goal of achieving. Where was my goal? My goal was, number one, to walk the Camino. Number two, to get from the middle of Spain and Leon to Santiago on the West Coast. So my goal, I had a goal that I had to set my heart on. So it was my focus. I had to find out about it. I had to make it my purpose to get to the bottom of everything that I needed to do to find out what this looked like. So searching out is a setting forth on a journey, setting forth with your heart on a journey to reach somewhere that is ahead of you. So the things that we're looking for to reach are the heavenlies. The things we're looking for is the place where God dwells, the place where we get to fully understand our authority and who we are in him. Because you have a legal access. You have legal access right in to the place where God dwells, into that seated position where you live. You have a home. This is not your home. You have a home, and you have to set your heart on reaching that home. Where is our goal? Our goal is going home. Our goal is going home. Our goal is learning what home looks like, learning about home, what it feels like. If you had to describe your house to someone, you describe all the things that make it home. We want to be able to talk about Jesus like that. We want to be able to talk about heaven like that. So setting your heart, set your heart on things above. We have to have a goal, like a pilgrimage, setting out on a journey. When you have go on a journey, when I walked the Camino, I had my backpack, I had my clothes that I needed, I had my journal and my pen and my phone, my sleeping bag. I didn't need the things that I need here. I needed the things that were fit for the journey. I needed different clothing. I needed different equipment. And so I had to discover what I needed for that journey. And I had to be on a mission to get what I needed to facilitate that journey. So when we begin to set our heart on something, we're setting our heart on a pilgrimage with a goal that we have to make room for. We have to action things, put things in place so that we are equipped for this journey. There has to be an equipping. I walked for miles every day, preparation, getting my body strong for this journey so that I would reach the goal of my dream. So when we're setting out, I set our heart on a pilgrimage to what? It says things above where Christ is seated. What is the equipment that we need for setting our heart to go on a pilgrimage where Christ is seated? What is it that we need? What is Christ equipping you with? What have you got that calls you into that place of the heavenlies? What is it that God is putting within us? What is it he's calling us into? So Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what is God's will. You'll be able to test and approve what is God's will. So many of us today are seeking the will of God. What is God's will for my life? Where am I meant to be? What am I meant to be doing? Who am I? Well, it says here, there's a secret. There's two keys. Do not conform, be transformed. Why? So that you will know and prove and test the perfect will of God. To conform to something means that you fashion yourself, your mind, your character on another pattern. So like young people today, we'll look at the models, the young girls, and they fashion themselves. The whole fashion industry is controlled by a few people at the top that say, this is what you should wear. And young people today, women today, men today, conform to that image, conform to that image of what other people decide they should look like, how they should be, what they should wear, what makeup is in fashion, all those different things. But the Bible says to you today, do not conform to the ways of the world. Do not conform to the ways of the world. There's only one person that you should be transforming into the image of, only one person that you should follow, one person that who sets the template, the model for you to fashion yourself, your mind against, your character against. What does he look like? What do you look like, Jesus? What way do you think? What way is your heart working so that I can model myself on you? What would you do in this situation so that I can choose the right way? To transform means to change into another form or appearance in your mind and character. So the Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Where are all the battles that we battled so many times? In here. Where does the enemy torment us if he thinks he can get away with it? In here. In here. So that's why the next stage is set your mind. Set your mind. We've set our heart. So our heart is saying, okay, God, I want to come home. I want to get home. I want to come and meet you at home. I want to come and be with you in the place where I already live, where I already dwell. I want to come and find that place. I want to be one with that place. I want to speak from that place. I want to bring that place down here so that home there is home here. I want to learn to live, to be transformed. So we are being transformed. We have to look at Christ, set our heart, take your backpack to heaven and go your journal and find out who he is, what it looks like, what are you seated into? What are you seated for? And then bring it back. Be transformed by it. Let this mortal being be transformed by the immortal that has already happened. The fullness, it says, we've been brought to fullness and we need to journey home, set our heart on a pilgrimage, to find what home looks like, to find out who we are in the fullness of everything that God has created us to be. There's a fullness that's already happened for you. There's a fullness. It says that you are the fullness of Christ is in you. The fullness of who you are is already formed and fashioned and seated in heavenly places. So we want to set our heart on a pilgrimage to go there, to find out, who am I, God? Who am I that's seated with you? What does your fullness look like in me? What do I model this earthly person on? Who do I battle with this to become? Yeah. So we want to set our heart, seek out, pursue with all our heart, make a demand on you personally to not fashion yourself, your mind, your character on the pattern, the ways, the ethics, the morals, or the culture of the world to which you have died and you have been made alive, made new, reborn, reborn, changed into another form, into another life. Your mindset, your character is that of Christ Jesus. It is his character. It's his culture. It's his mindset. It's his ethics. It's his morals. That's what your pilgrimage is in. That's what your pilgrimage is to bring that back here. It's to bring that, is to walk that, is to transform this into that, is to transform what is into that which already is. So we want to set our minds to find Christ in those heavenly places, to sit with him in those places, to see his character, his culture, his mindset, his ethics, his morals. Why? Because it's our home. It's where you live. It's your home. It is what is coming back here. It is what is coming back. When Christ returns, all of that is coming home with the Father. Christ is returning to reset the earth for the return of the Father, for the new Jerusalem, for the new Jerusalem, the culture, the ethics, the morals, the character of heaven. So we want to set our heart on a pilgrimage to find out what that is. To call that in. We cannot call heaven to earth if we do not know what heaven to earth looks like. Read the word. Let the word take you on a journey. Let the word take you on a journey with Jesus. Read the gospels. Find out about him, what he said about the kingdom, what he talks about his Father. Get to know, familiarize yourself with what your home looks like, with what your home looks like. This world is not my home. I am just passing through. But we are calling in our home in heaven to come, that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and King. Set your mind. So we've set our heart. We want to set our mind. What does it mean to set your mind on something? It's research. It's discovery. It's preparation. That word is proneo. It means to move forward into something. It means an action leading to understanding. And someone this morning says, well, I don't like reading. I don't like research. Research is who you are, people. You are called to search and seek out the truth. You're called to seek out the truth. Part of that word, part of the root word of set your mind is the word pren. And it means, it speaks of the area around your midriff, your diaphragm, the parts around your heart. And it's basically where your inner perspective, so where your insight, your inner perspective shows itself in corresponding to your outward behavior. Let me say that again. It's where your inner perspective or your insight shows itself in corresponding to your outward behavior. So it's where the inside begins to match up with your action, with your words, with your behavior, with your character. So if we don't set our heart on a goal, if we don't go on a pilgrimage to discover what that is, if we're not set on that, we will never experience anything, any changes happening. So we want our inner perspective, what we learn, what we research, to be worked out in our outward behavior. So your personal opinions, your mindsets, means it's working itself out to live as you think or perceive. So you begin to live as you think or perceive. So your actions and your behavior flow from what you set your mind on. True? Your actions and your behavior flow from what you set your mind on. That verse 1, since then you've been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, fashioning yourself on who or what you follow or spend your time on. What you give your time to is what you're fashioning yourself on. What you give your time to is what you are becoming. People say people go off the rail. Why? Because they hang out in bad company. Who you spend your time with will affect who you are. and who and what you become. If you fill yourself with people who are hungry for God, you will grow. You will learn how to go deeper. You will learn how to go deeper in God, deeper in the Holy Spirit. You will begin to understand who you are, what you were created for your purpose. You hang out with people who are in the pub all the time, having fun. That's what you're going to become. That'll become your lifestyle, become your character. So what happens when you set your mind on earth and not in heaven? What happens when we set our mind on earth? What is it that fills our mind then? I think we begin to worry. We worry about our bills. We worry about our car breaking down. We worry if we don't have the right set of crockery that matches. Oh my gosh, God forbid that all the cups don't match and the plates don't match. Like, seriously? But people get so hung up in these things, you know? What happens when our focus is on earth? It definitely is not in heaven. What happens when our focus is on earth? Where's our stress coming from? It's what we're focusing on. If we want peace in our lives, we need to focus on peace. We need to focus on that which brings us peace and that which brings us power. If we want to continually walk in stress, then we need to continually look at what's around. If you want that in your life, if you want the stress in your life, then you just keep looking at what's happening in your life and don't believe the Lord for the words that he has spoken over you, the things that he has spoken to you, and what he says in his word, that he is faithful and that everything that he does, he will work for your good. No matter what the situation is, the Bible says that he works everything for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So whatever it is you're walking through right now, whether you're here, whether you're watching online, you need to know that whatever battle you're in, you need to take your eyes off that battle and you need to set your mind on things above. You need to pursue God. You need to pursue his heart for you, what he's saying about you.
Yeah.
You need to begin to step into, set your mind like a flint. Go on a journey of discovery to find out what the Lord has for you. Otherwise, you will perish in hopelessness when you look around the earth today. When you look at situations that come against you. If this is your home, then this is where your focus is. If that is your home, then that is where your focus needs to be. I'd rather focus my heart on above, in the place where Christ dwells, and I can see the goodness of God there. I see his faithfulness there. I see that he is all truth there. And that no matter what I face, that he will make a way where there seems to be no way. That he will keep his promise when I can't see. When I don't feel him working, I know he's working. When I can't see him working, I know he's working. That's where my heart is. That's where my focus needs to be. That's where your focus needs to be. Don't lose sight of your home. Your home is not here. You're already seated in other places. You're a citizen of a different kingdom. The ruler of your life is not Boris Johnson. The ruler of your life is King Jesus.
Amen.
He's the one that sets your purpose. He's the one that sets your identity. He's the one that calls you out. Come on. This is exciting. Get your backpack on. Go on a journey. Set your heart on a goal, a focus, a goal, and get your mind equipped. Research. Prepare. Dig in. What do I need? Get all everything that you need to enable that journey to happen day by day, moment by moment. Where you live is what you will create around you. Where you live is what you will create around you. So, next verse. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ and God. Come on. You died and your life is now hidden with Christ and God. My life is hidden. The enemy can't see my life. The enemy can't see me. He can't touch me. I'm hidden with Christ. I'm hidden with Christ. Doesn't mean we won't have trials and temptations. No, because we're walking the now of that in our lives. The whole transformed being that you have already become eternally is hidden with Christ in God. It's hidden with him, safe from the enemy, safe from the enemy's clutches. The enemy cannot alter or change what God has done, what is established, what is seated in those places with him. Your fully transformed state with all its glory is hidden from the enemy. It's hidden from the enemy, guarded, kept safe until the day when all of our splendiferous, glorious, transformationalist being will be made known to all, perfect and eternal. There's coming a day when Jesus begins to come back and he begins to circle the earth so that every eye will see him. When he gets so close that every eye will see him with the angels of heaven. And it says that the dead in Christ will rise, come back with him. And we will rise to be transformed into his image. Transformed. When we come with him in the clouds, we will be splendidly glorious. All that is hidden will be made manifest. All that is hidden, when we're caught up, when he starts to come and we're caught up and we are transformed, all that is will then become. All that is will then become. Our battle will not continue. We'll be like glory. We'll be filled with the glory of Christ. We'll be filled with the glory of heaven. Woo-hoo. We will be glorious.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on. When Jesus returns, we return with him in power, in glory, in splendiferous awesomeness. Are you listening to me this morning? Somebody needs to be happy.
Come on.
I'm like, woo! Woo-hoo. Come on. He is good. He is good. You died with him. You've been raised with him. You're on a journey, a pilgrimage, set hearts on a journey with a backpack on, fully equipped for everything that you need in life. So where's your focus? Where's your focus? Whoa. You were raised as one with Christ out of time. In the realm of eternity, actioned in the realm of time through our physical baptism, made permanent through the baptismal act of obedience and continuous obedience to Christ, continuing to be actioned through the refining of our character and our obedience to the commands of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Love one another the same way. Love your enemy. Come on. It's setting your heart. Setting your heart, searching out with a determination what or who your life and character will flow from and become the image of. It is setting your mind to engage, to relearn, to change your inner perspective in order to gain insight as to how you should behave, to gain insight as to who you are, to gain insight into the things that you need to work on or change, to walk in alignment with being a spiritual being united with Christ, raised, transformed into a new being, a new image, the image of Jesus. Come on, people.
Come on, this is exciting stuff.
Your assignment is to seek him and search him out with all your heart, with all your mind in the heavenly places, to be transformed into the fullness of all that he has already filled you with eternally. Call it in. There's so much there. You're seated there, perfect, full of glory.
Take it all.
Call it in. Call it in. We say we're calling heaven to earth. I'm calling my seated woman into this woman. I'm calling the glory of that woman into this woman. I'm calling the power of that woman into this woman. All that I am there, I want it now and here. I want the transformation. But we got to do the work too. The rest of this chapter is about putting off, putting on, letting go, putting on. It's our responsibility, the next part. But we're actioning now. in this realm of time, who we are as supernatural, glory-filled people. Every day, you're walking out all that Christ has died for you and done for you. You're walking out every day everything he rose for. You're walking out today everything he died and suffered for, what he fought for. You know he fought for you. He fought for you. When he died on that cross and went into the grave, he fought for you. He fought for me. Before I knew him, he fought for me. Because he knew what I would become. When he rose from the dead, I rose with him. And no one can ever put me back in a grave. No one can ever take away from you or from me what Christ has done. If you don't know Jesus today, you need to know him. He is the most awesome, amazing, wonderful, fantastic, supendiflous person you will ever know in your life. He is God. He is my brother. He is my Savior. And if you don't know him today as your Savior, if you don't know for certain that if something happened to you today and you couldn't say that you were going to go to heaven for certainly, like for me, will I go, oh my gosh, yeah, it's where I live. If you can't say that today, then I want you to repeat after me. Jesus, thank you that you died for me, that you died with my name on your hands. I thank you that when you went into that grave, all my sin and shame, all the things that happened to me, all the things that hurt me and wounded me, or the things that I've done to wound others went into that grave with you. I thank you that when you rose from that grave, I rose a new created being, free from sin, free from legal debt to heaven, with every demonic power defeated in my life. Thank you that as I step into you today, Jesus, as I give my heart to you today, my life to you, to serve you, that you would be my Lord and Master, that you come to live in me, that you fill me with your Holy Spirit, that your power lives in me today. So I give my life to you, God. I surrender to you. I repent of my sin. I thank you for my forgiveness of my sin. I accept your sacrifice for me in Jesus' name. If that's you today, I just declare over you. I declare over you the power of the Holy Spirit to come and fill you. I break off you every lie that the enemy would choose to say and speak against your life. I break off every chain of addiction, every reason for punishment. We break it and we release you from it now in the name of Jesus. We declare an impartation of power in your life right now through the Holy Spirit. Let the fire of God sweep through you now. Let the fire of God sweep through you now in Jesus' name. Be set free. Be set free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Your assignment is to walk with him, to represent him well, to be an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, of the kingdom of our God and King, calling in all that you are as a seated person, the glory, the power, the love, the goodness, the kindness, the compassion, the patience, the self-control. It's time for a pilgrimage. It's time to get the right equipment on. It's time to adorn ourselves with the power of God, to let go of everything that would hinder and to press forward to reach the goal of the high calling of God.
Amen.
To reach our home. This is not our home, but we are calling our home here. We're calling heaven back to earth. Calling heaven back to earth. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are transformed people. We thank you, Lord, that we are raised with Christ, that every sin, every legal debt against heaven, every power, every authority that has been in our lives or was in our lives, God, is gone. It's defeated. It is washed away. I thank you that we are powerful to the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you that our mind is filled with the mind of Christ. God, for each one this morning, I pray, God, as they set their heart on a pilgrimage, as they set heaven as their goal, as they realize that heaven is their home, the place where they're already living, they're already seated, Lord, that their mind would come into alignment. And Father, that they would begin to focus, set their focus on the things above that would affect, change, and transform those things on earth. We surrender to you, God, and we just say, Lord, let us be that supernatural, amazing, awesome, crazy, wild, abandoned tribe of people that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We just had a message come in there from another pastor friend. He's had a picture of someone with like rusty chains around your ankles, and you think they're still there, but they're actually so rusted through that you can just peel them off and walk into your freedom. So if that's you and you've been bound by something or feel that something's been attacking you or holding you back, then in the name of Jesus Christ, today break and smash and tear off those chains from around you that has been holding you back.
Come on.
Because your future is in the Father. Yep. It's not in where you were, nor where you were cannot be let define your future or your purpose that God has already dreamt about you and has you the ability and has given you the ability to walk into his dreams for you.
Mm.
What you've walked through, treat it and think of it as nothing more than an actual program or a training program that God's been preparing you for. You're now going to step out of those rusty chains and step into your future in God. There is a plan and a purpose that God has for you in your life. Begin the journey today.
Mm-hmm.
Say, God, I am sorry I've allowed these to hold me back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of Jesus Christ today, I smash the chains.
Yeah,
I smash the bondage that has held me back. And today, I give my whole life back to you, Lord, and step into the reality of a future and a blessed life, a glorious life, a life that changes other lives, because I've been changed, I've been set free, and now you can take that freedom, step into it, and walk it out alongside other people in your community, in your workplace, where you are. That's why we're here. We're here to encourage for you to step into your God-given calling, and that is sharing Jesus, just being there for the next person beside you and actually loving upon them and actually praying for them and just reaching out to them, being a friend when they maybe don't have a friend. So this is a day of change and stepping into the new. So we want to bless you and thank you, Pat, for sharing that word. We just we're just calling it a close here now on Facebook Live, but remember that we have more messages available on the website, which is www.fathershouse.co.uk. And if you go to the audio page there, you can look them up. They're all on video format, so you can watch them in your leisure. We bless you guys. Let the fire of God just fall upon you, even as you leave this meeting today, that you are so stirred up, so excited that you're stepping into the new and that you're finding the journey that you're meant to be on and starting to walk into that pilgrimage of freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen.
If you have given your life to Jesus today, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us
office
at fathershouse.com.
.co.uk.
Office at fathershouse.co.uk. We would love to hear from you or put it on the Facebook as a message. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to contact you, send you some material that'll help you on your journey. See if we can find a church near where you're living, or you can join us here on our e-church here online. you'd be very, very welcome to do that. But if that's you, we would love to hear from you. We would love a chat with you. If you don't know Jesus today, you need to make it your purpose to give your life to Jesus today. You need to set your mind and set your heart and stop messing about. There's not time to mess about, people. You need God in your life. If you don't know where you're going, you need God in your life in these days. In the name of Jesus, amen, eh?
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Bless you guys. Love to you all.
Amen.
Have an amazing week, and may God encounter you in your dreams at nighttime. And may all those that are having dreams that are not nice, that are waking them up in the middle of the night with like night terrors, in the name of Jesus Christ, we smash them now in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, not to return, not to be in your mind, and not to be around you in this next season. In Jesus' name. Have a great week.